This is Thanksgiving week, and we've been talking about getting ready for a successful Thanksgiving. Today, we're going to talk about growing a grateful heart in your child.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. Yesterday, Dr. Barnes, you gave us a great idea on putting a poster board on the refrigerator, and every day before Thanksgiving, starting from yesterday, you could start today, and put one thing that we're grateful for, each member of the family, and then what, you read it on Thanksgiving morning?
We read it Thanksgiving morning. Once we did read it Thanksgiving morning, we actually bring the poster board to the table. For Thanksgiving, we read a passage in the Bible on gratitude, and usually have the youngest child at the table read that.
Cool.
And then I read them, and if they don't make sense, it's got their initials. I read the poster board and ask, and it causes tremendously awesome conversation at the table. It guides the conversation in a direction. It opens the door for a direction of we ought to be grateful. I remember one year, and you'll remember this here in South Florida, when Hurricane Andrew hit, and
nice.
We all went a long time without power and without air conditioning. And I remember one of the children putting actually on the poster board, thank you for electricity. Thank you, Jesus, for electricity. And it went on from there, all those things that you forget about.
You do. And it should be that way. It's the little things. A couple months ago, when the kids were starting their rec season at soccer, my youngest stepdaughter, Hannah, came in. And the first day after practice, the first night, we sat down, we were praying for the food. And she says, God, thank you for my skills. And so we thought it was, we all kind of chuckled because everybody else plays soccer. It was her first time doing it for real. And so after the prayer, we asked her, what do you mean by skills? She's like, well, because I can kick the ball.
Yeah, so, that's, little, I mean, reality.
But yeah, and you think about it, you can. You're physically able to run around that field and kick the ball. And we should be grateful, too. You know what? I get a car to go to work. I have air conditioning. I have electricity. And we have so much more in this country than it's all over the world.
So where does gratitude begin in a home? And I think it begins in a home in the parent.
Yeah.
Am I somebody that always wants another, wants a new, can't wait for it? It's very interesting. Yesterday or sometime this week, finally BlackBerry came out and said they have their own version of the iPad, and it was the buzz. And I was at a restaurant with some businessmen, and it was at our table and the other table. And we all have more technology than we know how to use. But when's it out? Really, do you know how much it is? When can we get it? And we can't wait to have the next. And it's not only wait to have the next, but we want to have the next before the guys at the other table have it. I want to be walking in with that. And our whole mentality, rather than who could I buy that for? Is there a young pastor that would be very cool to enhance his ministry? No, me. I want to be the first. I think we've got to decide that it is, and we talked about this yesterday, it is mandatory. It'll curse my child's life if they don't develop a grateful heart because they'll never have enough. But the next step is then it's mandatory that I set the example.
Yeah, I think it starts there. And what would you say? It's not necessarily that you have nice things because that's not a bad thing.
Right.
But it's sort of making it a point that, hey, I'm going to be verbally and openly grateful about the things that I have in front of my kids so that they know, and many of us have experienced that, you know what, we could be losing this. We could lose our house.
Right.
We could lose this car. This is not a permanent thing. Just because we have money today doesn't mean, and we went through that this year too, where we had lots of stuff. Dad lost his job, and we had to go through that with the kids and say, kids, we need to pray. Are we going to have food on the table? Praise God. Yes, we live in America. But we went through some tough times, and boy, we are grateful for every dollar that goes in through that bank account now.
It does start with me, and it starts with me if the children know that we have spending power, but do we spend it or give? Is it spending power or giving power?
Mm.
You know, it's the verse in Ephesians 4:28. It says, if you are a thief, stop stealing. Begin using your hands for honest work to do what? It's very interesting. In the second half of Ephesians 4:28, begin using your hands for honest work, the verse finishes with, so you can buy lots of stuff for yourself. It doesn't say that. Mm-hmm. Begin using your hands for honest work and then give generously to others in need. To help my children get the fun of giving. And I think Thanksgiving can be a part of that in the example we set. The Saturday before Thanksgiving every year at Sheridan House where I work, we have children's homes, but our largest ministry is a single mom ministry. And we work annually with about 3,800 single moms and their children, helping them. And one of the things we do is give away turkeys and Thanksgiving food the Saturday before. The people of the community deliver massive amounts of turkeys to us and corporations and even years ago, and I don't even know this was legal, so I have to be careful how I say it over the air. A judge fined a man 300 turkeys to Sheridan House, which actually launched this thing. But we got all these turkeys, and we have, and we, you know, Publix made it possible for us to have walk-in freezers, and so we've got all these walk-in freezers at Sheridan House. The number of men that have used that wisely and brought their sons, because the moms come through, get stuff, and they come back out the other end, and we don't let them carry anything. We walk them to their cars. We carry the groceries. We carry the turkey to treat them like they should be treated. And the number of dads that can I still come this year? And it's kind of the reverse. We need you there this year. Yeah. But they come and they bring their sons and they carry everything. And it's a form of give back. And it's really for their kids, because their kids will ask, Dad, how come they're giving them turkeys? Because they don't have any money. We just automatically think, how much food are we going to have? Too much at the Thanksgiving table. They don't have any money, and we're helping Sheridan House help them out. I think that's a great example. I think that's a great use of time, but I think that's a great illustration to help my children go, whoa, I just can't imagine that. I just thought, how much more can I get? And I'm already thinking at Thanksgiving, what am I going to get for Christmas? Wow, it's just a month away. Rather than, what can I give? What can I do? So I always wanted to use this season in any way I could with my children to develop a grateful heart, not a greedy heart. And get them starting to think of how blessed we are and the things we're thankful for. Thanksgiving happened two different. Thanksgiving launched and then was made a national holiday two different times. It was launched, and if this is Tuesday, if you don't know the Squanto story, then you need to go online and get it. Because the Squanto story, and we will tell it Thanksgiving, but for many of you, it will be after you've eaten. So go online and get it, because it's one of the most amazing, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good, stories on planet Earth about this Indian that was twice taken as a slave off the coast of America and taken back to Europe. Wow. Two times.
Wow.
And how God used him and changed his life forever. It's a modern-day Joseph story. But in that, the pilgrims were incredibly grateful, even though half the pilgrims died the first year. 105 landed, and half of them died. Only three families were left intact and did not lose a family member. And they decided to have a celebration for what they had rather than have a weeping for what they lost. Mm. And it was a worship service. It was a 3 or 4 day worship service. President Lincoln realized we need to come back in the middle of the Civil War, and he made it a national holiday to bring Thanksgiving back in the midst of this torn-up nation. I think we're a little torn up now,
yeah.
And I think we're a little challenged right now, and I think we're a little worried, and whatever it is that we're worried about, we need to come back to the table and give the children the privilege of gratitude rather than the fear of greed and I'm not getting. Mm. And that, for me, is what Thanksgiving is about, and it's a gratitude where— Kids, it's not a gratitude to your dad. I'm grateful for my dad. It's a gratitude to Jesus. And in reality, some kids don't even have a dad, but in reality, God is your father. I'm your dad, God is your father, and he's the one that provides. Getting that focus for them will give your children a security. If all of their lives happens to be, so-and-so is wearing something I don't have, I want one of those. When can I get one of those? How can I have one of those? Can I have more of those? It's insatiable. And it's depressing. Mm-hmm. And it's also a lack of satisfaction. I expect that in a child. We should not expect that in adults. We certainly should not expect that in Christian adults. But it's a job, because the world is taught to market you to be dissatisfied until you have our product. We got to work at it.
Yeah, I think it comes also down to, who do you want to please in life? If we're living for ourselves, then we're always going to be greedy. There's also a verse in Hebrews 13:16. Says, don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. If we're trying to please God, we're going to give to those in need. We're going to do good things. Why? Because it's out of a grateful heart, because we're trying to please God. I mean, there's a connection there, I think. When you do good, I think you do good because you're grateful. So there's an underlying, pleasing God equals gratefulness. And I think that translates to kids sometimes more in action, though, than in words. You can say, you know, God has given this to us. Well, they know you go to work and you get your paycheck and you're talking about bills and all that. So how do you translate God gave this to us equals we really are here to please God? We need to do good. We have to act it out. Exactly.
By doing. You know, Martin Luther called James the straw gospel, but the book of James says faith without works is dead. It doesn't mean if you don't work, you're not a believer. It just means your faith muscle. If I never use this muscle, it atrophies. Mm. I've got to use this muscle. It's a faith muscle that I've got to use. And faith is doing things for other people, giving things for the gospel cause for other people, whether I get anything back or not, and hopefully nothing back, and just the pleasure of learning to give. Rebecca, my daughter-in-law, grew up in an awesome home, and her dad, Christmas Eve, they would go to church, and after church Christmas Eve, when the children were all little, they had already purchased a massive amount of white sweat socks. Huh. And they would take these socks all over Washington, D.C. She grew up actually almost down the block from where I grew up. And hand them out to homeless people. They would find homeless people Christmas Eve and give so that their feet would, something as basic as that. Were they doing that for the homeless? Yes, but they were also doing that for the children. Yeah. For the children to see, wow, they don't even have socks. And it's cold Christmas Eve in Washington, D.C.
It's cold there.
Yeah, handing it out. And so taking advantage of teaching that. One of the things we have always done is we have always invited people that are not family members to spend Thanksgiving with us. Mm-hmm. And just some years we have invited people who work at Sheridan House who don't have family here. Some years we've invited multiple single moms. Some years we invited a whole bunch of school teachers who were single at the school my children went to, just so they could all be at our Thanksgiving table. Does it make it a different Thanksgiving? Yes. Does it sometimes make it awkward reading the board? Okay, this is really dorky reading the white poster board in front of all the things we're thankful for. But it always turned out awesome. How do we share more of us, and how do we get our children so excited that it's not about you? Mm-hmm. There's a camp in the Midwest called Kanakuk at the end of the year, and Roby got this award one year. At the end of the year, they give the I'm Third Award, and it's a sports camp. It's a Christian camp, sports camp, and they're announcing the I'm Third Award as the final award, and I'm kind of like, wow, who wants to be third? And I'm thinking, I'm Third Award. I really initially thought, okay, this is so typical right here. We're an anti-competition and all that. I'm third, or I'm last. Yay for me. Here's the trophy for everybody.
Last shall be first.
Yes. Well, exactly. That's what it was, actually, because the I'm Third Award is God first, you second, me third.
Wow.
And I realized that we all ought to be striving for the I'm Third Award. But that has to be taught. We have to teach our children to give thanks. And it says in Colossians 3:16, all the while giving thanks, and all the things you do, all the while giving thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, always be thankful. You know, there's so many verses about all these things. End of the day here, that has to be taught, and that has to be caught. Nobody's naturally like that. They've got to be taught to be thankful, but they've got to watch that I'm thankful, that I sit at a table and I'm grateful to God. Today, kids, we just gave a car away to a single mom. As I was driving away, I realized we gave a car to a single mom. She was weeping when she got the car. The first thing she did was get in the car, turn it on. It had air. She hasn't had air in 2 years and air conditioning in a car. And she got back out and we had her pastor hand the keys, kids, and to her, so she could be grateful to her pastor. And I'm kind of watching at a distance, taking a picture. And she came over to me because I know her from other things. And she's thankful to me. And I left that, went through the office, got my briefcase, and matter-of-factly got in my Chevy truck, turned it on, matter-of-factly got air blown all over me at the max level, drove out and forgot to go, thank you, Lord, my car started. Thank you, Lord, I have a car. Thank you, I have air conditioning. We forget, kids, how much we have. And teaching that to my children. Teaching a grateful heart so that God can use them. There are so many times I'm talking to people about coming in the ministry and they can't take the pay cut because everything they have they spend and they're not there. They're in debt because they have a greedy heart and not a gracious heart. I want to raise a generation who has a grateful heart, and that has to be take the focus off of me and learn the discipline and the awesomeness. It is more blessed to give than receive. Because the American culture says it's awesomely blessed to get.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. This week, talking about raising a grateful child as we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. If you want more information about Dr. Barnes, his resources, or all the things that Sheridan House Ministries does, which is so much, you can go online to shfm.org. That's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. That's shfm.org. If you want to hear this broadcast again or read the parenting blog that goes along with it, you can sign up for that and listen online at parentingtoday.org. If you also have questions or comments, you can send them through that website as well. That's parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for our Wednesday edition of Raising a Grateful Child here on Parenting Today.